Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
To know. never felt so loved before. I can never ask for more. He loves me like I was his only child. God really loves me. Yes, he really loves me. He loves me like I was his only child. He never favors me above the rest, but I can't help to feel that I am blessed. He treats me best, I often say. Children feel that way. He loves me like I was his only child. I never felt so loved before. I can never ask for more. He loves me like I was his only child. God really loves me. Yes, he really loves me. He loves me like I was his only child. God really loves me. Yes, he really loves me. He loves me like I was his only child.
Amen. That was some of our young folks this morning doing the singing for you. I just want to read one verse of Scripture this morning out of Galatians chapter number 4 and verse number 12 this morning. The Bible said, "Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are." Our Heavenly Father and our God, we come before you this morning. How we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful, glorious morning that you've given us, God, for the Word of God this morning that you preserved down through the years of time to every generation, God, that we might look into it and find direction, encouragement, God, and even correction, God, for our lives. And Lord, I thank you this morning for the sweet Holy Ghost of God this morning, Lord, that fills our heart. And I do pray this morning, God, that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst. And may the name of Christ be exalted and highly lifted up this morning, that he might draw all of us unto himself this morning. God, I pray that you'd breathe revival, Lord, upon your people this morning, God of heaven, how we need it in our land that is so desperate and dry this morning, God. Our Father, I pray you touch those this morning we've made mention that are sick, those this morning, God, that are afflicted. I pray that you'd visit with them this morning, God, encourage their hearts. Those this morning, God, that are taking treatments and having surgeries and recovering this week, God, I pray that you'd be with them and that you'd let them lean upon you, God, and draw strength from you this morning, God. Those where the death angel has touched lives and the families are grieving this morning, God, I pray that you'd bring them comfort this morning, God, as only you can. I thank you, Lord, this morning for grace and abundance that abounds in our life, and Lord, for supplying the needs, Lord, along life's way, and most of all, Lord, for a home in heaven one day after a while, and Lord, for the promise that you've given unto us to come get us one day. How we look each morning, God, for the Lord Jesus Christ to step out and call the church home. I pray this morning, God, you'd have your way. Anoint your men as they stand and proclaim the truths of thy word. May it go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning. In Jesus' name, amen, this morning, and amen. Now then, this morning, reading that passage of Scripture in Galatians chapter 4, verse 12, the Apostle Paul made a double-edged statement when he said, "Be as I am, for I am as ye are." I want to preach on the thought this morning a few minutes. Consider this question. I know it's been asked many a time, but what if every member was as I am? Paul said, "Be as I am, for I am as ye are." What if every member in the church was just just like you this morning. Our dear friend Paul lumps us all together in the same group. We're sailing on the same ship. Our dear friend, I know you've heard the old cliche. What kind of church would my church be if every member was just like me? Man, it makes a good line in a poem, a good lyric in a song, and brother, it'll work in a sermon. I thank God this morning is still true. Dear friend, what if every member in the church that I belong to this morning I was to do just exactly the way I do this morning? Man, I'm not trying to beat around the bush. I'm not trying to psychoanalyze everything, dear friend, but I'll tell you, dear friend, this morning I want you to examine your church, dear friend, where you attend, where you belong, where you're a part of this morning, dear friend, and think about your actions, dear friend, how you support that church, dear friend, and how you attend that church this morning, dear friend. What if everybody done just exactly like you do this morning? I wonder how much longer the doors of the churches stay open, dear friend, this morning. I realize this could be a positive thought. Amen. I mean, if everybody came to church the same way, dear friend, if everybody had the same attitude, the same demeanor, if everybody came with the same mind to worship, if they pulled in the parking lot, dear friend, this morning with praise upon their mind, they entered into the gates with thanksgiving, into the courts with praise, and come before God with singing. Amen. Dear friend, if they come bouncing in, dear friend, ready to worship, dear friend, wouldn't it be a blessing if we all could be in one mind, in one accord? Amen. What if everybody had the same agenda, dear friend, the same determination, dear friend, the same heart to work? I was all pulling in the same direction, have the same goal in mind. Amen. Wouldn't it be a great blessing in the church? And wouldn't we accomplish much for the kingdom of God if we're all on the same page? Dear friend, this morning, willing to sacrifice, dear friend, the same amount. Dear friend, what if all of us have the same allegiance, have the same dedication, had put forth the same effort to win somebody to God? Dear friend, if none of us ever gave up, if all of us endured. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I mean, consider yourselves. Dear friend, I realize we may be average, we may be meager, we may just be regular folks. Dear friend, but what if we all went with the highest denominator we had? What if we all strove to do the best that we could this morning? Dear friend, I believe there'd be a great change in the local church and assembly this morning. Amen. What if every member was just like I am this morning? Amen. What if we all got here when the first person did and left when the last person did? What if we all gave as the most generous person in the congregation? What if we all labored as hard, dear friend, as the most dedicated worker? Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm talking about, dear friend, this morning, I'm not trying to single out anybody. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip. I'm certainly not rock throwing. Dear friend, I'm not inspecting fruit. I'm not putting your life under a microscope. Dear friend, but I am saying this, brother. There's none better than any other this morning. And nobody's as important as anybody else. Dear friend, but I think we ought to challenge ourselves, examine ourselves, dear friend, this morning, and consider, dear friend, what if everybody followed our lead? What if everybody, dear friend, done just exactly what we put the example to do? What if everybody patterned their church life and their Christian life, dear friend, just like me, dear friend, this morning? I wonder what kind of church would we have today? And then notice,
this morning. Our dear friend, that we're a church. We're a living body. Our dear friend, that has functions. Our dear friend, that everyone is unique. And yet we work collectively together that we might accomplish the will of God. We're not a computer board with a redundant backup. Our dear friend, if you don't do your job, somebody else has to bear the burden. Our dear friend, if you don't pick up the slack, somebody else has to step in. Our dear friend, and fill your place today. Our dear friend, now the Lord doesn't expect much from us. Amen. In fact, he knows this morning we're just the dust of the earth. Our dear friend, and there's no good thing in us. We're weak and we're weary. We're dumb sheep led to the slaughter. Our dear friend, this morning, in fact, the Bible said, I present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is just your reasonable service this morning. Amen. Our dear friend, God doesn't expect a whole lot out of us. Our dear friend, but he does expect us to be faithful unto him this morning. Amen. We can't get by on less. Our dear friend, this morning, everyone else demands their part of our life. Amen. And it seems like the more the world demands of us, the less that God gets of us. Amen. Our dear friend, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Bible said God was not well pleased. Our dear friend, with some of those that came up out of Egypt, because they lusted after evil things, our dear friend, they were overthrown in the wilderness. The Bible said they were lusting after leeks and onions. Our dear friend, now those things weren't evil. Those things weren't bad. Our dear friend, it was a fact that they were not content with what God gave them. They wanted something else. And I'm afraid that's a plague in our generation today. Our dear friend, there's nothing wrong with wanting more for your life. Our dear friend, but you ought to be content with such things as God has given you this morning. Amen. If you can't make a living, provide for your household and live within your means and pay your tithes and come to the house of God, your priorities, our dear friend, is an issue in your life, and it's time to set things in order. Amen. Our dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you today, you say, well, preacher, it's just, it don't work that way in my life. Brother, it'll never work any other way. When it comes to God, you've got to put him first and foremost in your life this morning. Amen. It seems like we're content with letting just a few in the house of God. Our dear friend, tend to the flock and pull the load. Our dear friend, we'll just drop in every once in a while. Our dear friend, we'll just come by when it's convenient. Our dear friend, and I'm telling you, you're missing out on what God has for you this morning in your life. Our dear friend, what if everybody had that same attitude? What if everybody done just like you done this morning? What kind of church would be left in the wake this morning? Our dear friend, I'll tell you, what if everybody went to church and sat in the pews, our dear friend, and was thinking the same thing you was thinking? I wish that preacher would hurry up so we can get to lunch. Amen. Our dear friend, what if everybody had that same demeanor and that same outlook and that same attitude? And no wonder the Spirit of God struggles to move freely in our congregations this morning. What if every member was just like I am? Amen. Let me mention a few areas this morning that maybe we ought to check up and consider. Our dear friend, that if everybody was like us, our dear friend, what kind of church we'd have? First of all, our dear friend, what about our attendance? Amen. What if everybody attended church, our dear friend, like I attend church? Amen. Our dear friend, this morning the Bible said, forsake not to assemble yourselves together. The Bible said, as it was custom, Jesus entered into the synagogue. Amen. What if everybody thought as you did on Sunday night? Our dear friend, that it wasn't necessary. Our dear friend, what if everybody was as tired as you are on Wednesday night? Amen. What if everybody had a bad that day and just didn't feel like attending? What if everybody thought, well, they'll not miss me tonight? Amen. What if everybody attended the house of God as faithful as you attend church this morning? You say, well, preacher, I'm not a big wheel. I don't sing. I don't preach. I don't teach Sunday school. They wouldn't even know if I was there. I'm telling you this morning, brother, if somebody took my liver out, I believe I'd know it. If somebody took my appendix out, I believe I'd know it. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, dear friend, when we look out over the congregation, especially as pastors, dear friend, we see where everybody sits, and we know when there's an empty seat. Amen, and it does hurt. Dear friend, we wonder where you're at. Dear friend, and I'm asking you this question. What if everybody attended church just like you attend this morning? What if everybody was as prompt as you was? Amen. Dear friend, you know what time church starts. Amen. I realize and understand. Dear friend, especially on Wednesday night, there are some folks that get off of work just enough time. Dear friend, to get in the house of God. And some of them come in their work clothes, and that's fine. I understand that this morning. Dear friend, but what I don't understand, brother, is you don't work on Sunday. Dear friend, but yet you know Sunday school starts at 10. Dear friend, and you get there at 15 after, 20 after. Come dragging in. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, you don't work all day Sunday. Dear friend, and you know prayer room is at 5:45 on Sunday night. And here you come in at 5 after the choir's already up. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, dear friend, what if everybody drug in at the same time you did? Man, it's a shame if somebody visits the church. Nowadays, most of the time, they get there before the members do. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, if you went to work like you come to church, they'd have fired you a long time ago. Amen. Dear friend, I wish I had some write-up slips. Dear friend, I'd write them up, stick them on their pew. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, what if everybody was as punctual as you are about coming to the house of God? Amen. Dear friend, I'm not talking about having a flat tire on the way. Dear friend, I know there are times, brother, that you run behind. Dear friend, but every Sunday night, dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, what if everybody came to church as prompt as you did? Dear friend, what if everybody was as passionate about coming to church as you are? What if everybody was excited and as enthused, dear friend, this morning as you are? Amen. Dear friend, come dragging in. Dear friend, with a frown on your face. Dear friend, sit down on the pew, cross your arms. Dear friend, don't fellowship with nobody and get mad because everybody don't come around and shake your hand. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Dear friend, what if everybody was as perceptive in church as you are this morning? Amen. What if everybody got up and went to the bathroom as often as you do? Amen. I know sometimes, brother, you can't help it. I know that. I understand that. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, I watch some of these every service. Amen. Dear friend, they got to go get a drink of water. Dear friend, they got to go run to the bathroom. Amen. Dear friend, they can't do it between Sunday school and choir. They don't even do it during the choir. They wait till the preacher gets up. Dear friend, and then they want to go. Dear friend, what if everybody stared at their watch? Dear friend, like you do. What if everybody got up and left during the invitation when you did? Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, what if everybody was perceptive and passionate about attending the house of God as you are this morning? What kind of church will we have? And let's move on. Not only in attendance, but what if every member participated in church like I participate? Amen. Amen. How dear friend, this morning, how dear friend, some people think we study, and some people think they practice singing, just so we can come and entertain you. I got news for you, brother. I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for Him. Amen. I've heard some people say, well, preacher, I'm not going to go up in the choir. I'm going to sit out here so you can sing to me. I got news for you. I don't care if you sit out in the pew or not. I'm not singing to you. I'm a singing to Him. Amen. At FM this morning, Jesus did not come to be served, but He came to be a servant. Amen. And you ought to get involved in the house of God. Amen. At FM this morning, if everybody sang in the choir like you did, we wouldn't have a choir. Amen. If everybody said amen like you said amen, there wouldn't be any amens. Amen. And you know it. If everybody was as concerned, at FM, about participation, what if everybody said, I'm going to sit back, let somebody else do it? Amen. What if everybody sat back and said, well, if they'll beg me and plead with me, I guess I can do it. Amen. What if everybody passed by that piece of paper in the middle of the aisle and waited for somebody else to pick it up? I'm telling you, what if everybody was just like we are? What kind of church would we have? Amen. What if everybody was as committed at a church as you are? Amen. I know everybody's busy. Amen. I try to have choir practice. I'm sure everybody has something else they could have done. But I'm telling you, this morning, what if everybody was as compassionate as you are? Amen. To go out and visit. Invite somebody to come to church. This morning, what if everybody was as faithful? Had a friend to come to visitation as you are. Amen. That's why we don't have much of a visitation service. Had a friend, because everybody is just like you are, and nobody's concerned about it. And yet we want to walk in the church and wonder why we're not growing, and wonder why we don't see anybody saved, and why we're not having visitors. What if everybody was as concerned as you are this morning? Amen. What if everybody gave like you give this morning? Amen. I'm not talking about the amount of money. I'm talking about, out of your abundance or out of your necessity. Jesus said that widow put in more than all them others because she gave from her heart and she gave out of her necessity. What if everybody was obedient as you are? Amen. To give faithfully every time the plate is passed, that you'd give what belongs unto God. What if everybody was as generous as you are? Amen. When there's something special at the church, you throw in a few dollars. Amen. This morning, if everybody was as sacrificial as you are, this morning, I know you think you've given your share, a fair share. And it's time somebody else took it up. But God give you everything you got so you could be a blessing to others. You'd be a good steward and be faithful with what He's put in your charge. What if everybody gave like you gave? It wouldn't take long to count the offering in the morning. Amen. What if everybody couldn't afford to give this week? Amen. Last of all, let me say, what if everybody prayed like you pray this morning? Amen. Now, we're commanded to pray without ceasing, and that men everywhere would pray always. And Lord, teach us how to pray. What if everybody prayed as much as you did last night? Amen. What if everybody prayed as often as you do? Amen. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Jesus got up a great day before, a great while before daybreak, and prayed. What if everybody prayed just like you do? They just wait till a crisis comes up. I wait till their fat's in the fire. And that's when they want to pray. What if everybody was as sincere? I'd pray like you do. Amen. When folks say, now pray for me, or we say, I'll pray for you, are we sincere? here and praying for that one that we've committed to this morning. Amen. What kind of church would our church be if every member was just like me? If it was left up to you to open the doors? If it was left up to you to cut on the lines? And dear friend, somebody's got to step up. And dear friend, I want to tell you one thing, brother. At the end of this thing, you're going to be measured with the same ruler I am. Amen. You'll have to step on the same scales that I step on. And dear friend, this morning, and dear friend, we're going to be held to the same standard. And dear friend, so what kind of church would my church be if every member had done just like me? May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.